Myth number 5, I can and should do it myself. Reality. The reality is estate planning is not do-it-yourself stuff. In our society, we accept the notion that certain things should be left to specialists, those with the education and training to handle highly technical matters. We understand that with some of this complicated stuff, if mistakes happen, the results can be very serious or irreparable, meaning you may not get a do-over. Among the list of these highly technical matters are brain surgery, dentistry, nuclear reactors, parachute making, and estate planning. My colleagues and I have had times when we simply couldn't fix mistakes made and problems caused by people who decided on do-it-yourself estate planning. Sometimes such self-help actions have resulted in loss of tens of thousands, sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars that went to pay taxes and other fees that could have been avoided. It's true that at other times we can fix mistakes and damage caused by people who decide to engage in self-help estate planning. But often the cost and trouble associated with cleaning up such messes are much greater than what proper estate planning would have cost from the start. Are you required to hire an attorney to do estate planning? You already know the answer to that question. No. You're free to do your own estate planning, including through the various internet options. In truth, many people take this route, and sometimes it works out just fine. Sometimes. However, just because you can do something doesn't mean it's wise to do so. For example, I'm free to drive a car that doesn't have airbags, and I'm free to choose not to buckle my seatbelt. I have a choice to wear or not to wear a helmet when I ride a bike or drive a motorcycle. And I could drive home today without buckling my seatbelt and without having a car with airbags. It's very likely I could make it home safe and sound. Even so, that would not be a wise thing to do. The odds of an accident are remote, but the result of an automobile accident in which I wasn't buckled in and didn't have airbags could be very serious. It is therefore wise not to take my chances with regard to these things and to follow the safe course of action. A few months ago, I was contacted regarding a middle-aged person who had engaged in some self-help estate planning several years prior. This man and his siblings had thought it wise to put the man's name on the deed to his widowed mother's home. And by the way, this practice of putting someone's name on real estate deeds is perhaps the most common self-help method, and perhaps one of the most problematic. But more on this point later. The widowed mother had passed away about 15 years after the son had been put on the deed, and the son was having his accountant work on the mother's taxes, including with regard to this home. While this man and his siblings were able to avoid probating his mother's estate as a result of putting the son's name on the deed several years earlier, unfortunately, they also, by doing this, had created a significant tax issue. While he saved a little money on the front end, he was required to pay taxes of tens of thousands of dollars on the back end. This is not what he had intended or desired, and of course, it was also nothing that could be fixed after the fact. Had this man retained a competent estate planning attorney in the beginning, the fees charged to make proper arrangements for the widowed mother and her property would have been just a fraction of the taxes he had to pay later. Even more sad was the fact that this huge tax bill could have been avoided or reduced by about 95% with proper planning. This was all a result of do-it-yourself planning. From my experience, and of course I'm biased in my views, do-it-yourself estate planning can be compared to do-it-yourself surgery, do-it-yourself dentistry, or do-it-yourself parachute making. You can do it, and you might get lucky and things might work out just fine. But if you're unlucky, you and your family might suffer painful and sometimes tragic results from do-it-yourself estate planning.